Hi, my name is Molly Elizabeth. I believe in the power of imagination, that creativity can lift us out of the darkest places, and that we all are resilient as fuck. I'm here to let you know that you're darling and loved, and that coming home to yourself is the most revolutionary thing that you could ever do. This is the Darling Revolution Podcast. Hello, darlings. It is once again Friday, and once again, I am just coming to this microphone, just thinking about so many things. And I had noticed that after the last couple episodes, especially the Intellectualizing Emotions episode, where I talked about embodiment and this idea of being more present in my body, and that I've been trying to do that more and more, especially the last 6 months. There were a lot of you that reached out to me on Instagram and other platforms and just let me know that you were interested in hearing more about that. So it's always good to hear that feedback, because that helps me know, number one, that this is helpful. And number two, that the things that I'm thinking about that, you know, that maybe I've been percolating on for a long time and are starting to become a little more automatic to me are actually still important to just talk about and talk through. So thank you for that. I had my ecstatic dance class last night, which this is like, I think the fourth week that I've gone. And basically what it is a class where it has more of a feeling of yoga than like a dance class. So I had a minor in dance in college, and it's not like the dance classes that I was used to before, where, you know, there's a little more instruction and a little more direction and structure. This ecstatic dance class literally has no rules except for just be in your body, which is easier said than done, especially because we live in such a disembodied culture, and it's hard for us even to know what that means, you know, to be embodied. That can be a very difficult thing to do and to rest into. So this class for me has been a very interesting exploration into all of that. And basically, it starts with being on the floor and really feeling into the weight of your body on the floor, and then moving slowly. And it has this arc of starting to move slowly, and it arcs up into more and more, not even just fast, but more fiery, energetic movements, because the music kind of facilitates that. But it's interesting, when we first started out, especially last night, one of the things that our facilitator said was to just start moving your body as if it was the first time that you've moved it. Start slowly coming up from the floor as if it's the first time that you're coming up. And there's something really striking to me about that, and about getting back into imagining what the feeling might be for myself as, you know, an infant or a child, just exploring their body for the first time with no inhibitions, but just to see which parts and pieces and bits that they can just move around. And that's been really freeing for me, because so often as an adult, we have this pressure for there to be a purpose to everything we're doing, and a narrative and a meaning to everything we're doing. And this practice of almost purposeless movement, movement for movement's sake, movement for the sake of just being in your body, is so juicy and so good and so freeing, because we're so not used to it. It's literally like the act of being playful with yourself and in your body. And so it's just been, it's been really good, but it's been also unlocking a lot of things for me of just being more aware of what I'm feeling, particularly physically, but also emotionally. So the more that I've been working on being embodied and just being present in my body, she's been communicating things with me via emotional reactions that I've been trying to not assign positive or negative attributions to these emotions. We're so used to making emotions good or bad, but they are literally just messengers and ways to let us know that we either need to change something or go a different way or make a choice or any of that stuff. And I have been realizing lately that I've been able to hear and feel more and more minute pricks from my gut or from my intuition. A really good example of this is a few weeks ago, I decided to open up podcast interview slots because, yes, there will be more interview episodes coming on the podcast. But when I was scheduling out the dates that I wanted to have open for people to sign up for those interviews, I had like the tiniest prick from my gut that, oh, you know, like maybe it's not the best idea to open up any slots during the week that Christian is gone, or, you know, during the week that, you know, the 2 weeks before December where you're prepping for this big show. And it wasn't even that long of a prick. Like, I'm kind of stretching it out to explain what it felt like, but it was just one moment of just like, maybe not. And I felt it, which is huge growth for me. And I made the choice to ignore it. So I opened up slots for this week. And then this week happened. And I very quickly realized that I should have followed that prick of my intuition, of my gut, saying that I shouldn't have done that. And it was okay. And I gave myself grace for it. And I just ended up having to reschedule a couple of podcast episodes to be in December when I'll have a little more mental space and clarity to be able to approach them well. And I thought about that little gut prick and I was like, oh, that's what that was. Like, I'm so in my body now and I'm learning to be in my body that I can feel my body telling me, my intuition telling me what I should or shouldn't do, or at least giving me information, more information to be able to make the best choice. And again, it's very empowering to know that I have the choice to either listen to that, you know, intuition or go in a different direction, but it's all prompts. Like, it's all data, it's all information that helps me step into my power and make the most empowered decisions, like micro and macro, that I can about my life. So things like ecstatic dance and embodiment therapy with my therapist and things like that have been just really causing me to slow down so that I can listen to that gut feeling. And I was having a conversation with someone when I was about to go into dance class last night, and she had just come out of yoga, and we were having a good conversation about embodiment. And she mentioned that she felt the same way, that she was starting to feel those gut pricks, and that she just was in a place where she wanted the gut pricks she really wanted, you know, those small gut feelings to just be louder, and she was focusing her energy on trying to get her body to be louder. And my reaction to that, which just kind of came out of my mouth and then inspired me as it was coming out of my mouth, was, you know, what if our gut, it's not about making our gut reactions and our intuition louder. What if our intuition is trying to get us to quiet down and to be quieter so that we can hear her? What if our intuition is asking us to slow all the way down, slow way down, really be in every tendon and every muscle and every part of our being be present and quieter and not as all over the place, not as kind of manic about our decision making. What if our gut is asking us to slow down? And if we're unsure of something, take some deep breaths and just check in with ourselves. How powerful would that be if you slowed down even like 10% to give like your intuition and your gut 10% more room to talk to you? How cool would that be? And it's really interesting because this idea of quieting down to hear, you know, the still small voice or whatever, largely like that idea comes from my religious upbringing. But this idea that it's not necessarily, I don't see it as like the still small voice of the Holy Spirit or whatever religious vernacular you want to attach to that. Now I realize that it's been me, it's been my intuition, and it's been my body all along. And she's just taken on different characters throughout my life, you know, like God and like the Holy Spirit and like all of these things to help me understand her better. But now I don't need those training wheels, I guess. And it's really great to just be in direct communication with her, with my body, with my gut, with my intuition. And it feels so aligned and so good. And I guess that's all I'm trying to say today, is that what if our bodies just want us to slow down and to get quieter so that we can hear what they're trying to say to us through physical manifestations and through emotional ones, so that we can be more aligned with what is actually for us and what we actually want, and figuring out what our desires are and opening up to them and stepping into that power that we get to choose. We get to choose what we want and how to go about it, and to say yes or to say no, or to lean in or to step away. And our body is constantly giving us information about all that. So yeah, those are my thoughts about embodiment and where I've been at the last couple weeks. And I'm just so thankful. I'm in this incredible place where I've just taken stock the last few days about the last 10 years. And 10 years ago, I was 21. And, you know, had just gotten married as such a young person, such a baby. And that version of me was doing the best she could with what she had. And I'm so proud of her. And I love her so much. And I wish that I could just go and hug, you know, my 21-year-old self and say right in her ear, I'm so proud of you. You're going to do great. Just keep going. Nothing's going to work out the way that you thought it's going to work out, but it's going to be even better. And you're going to learn how to love yourself so much in these next 10 years, so much more than you could ever imagine. You're going to come home to yourself, and you're going to come home to your body in just glorious ways. And I like to imagine that my own voice of intuition is maybe myself from 10 years in the future, doing just that, doing what I'm doing now, kind of shouting above space and time to my former self and letting her know that it's going to be okay. And what if that voice is just, you know, traveling over space and time and through all of these parts of my life until it finally, you know, gets to me in that small, still small gut prick. That it's been me all along, and that me from the future is giving me these little nudges. I just, you know, I obviously have no scientific evidence to prove that that's the case, but it's how I like to imagine it. And it gives me even more love and respect and excitement for myself in all versions of me, past, present, and future. She is taking care of herself in so many ways, and it's beautiful. So I just wanted to encourage you today that you also have all that power, and you have the ability to be in a safe space wherever you are. And I know with trauma and things that happen to us in our lives and body dysmorphia and all of these things that people are struggling with, that it can be sometimes really difficult, nearly impossible to feel at home in your body. But just know that they're waiting for you whenever you're ready to come home. And it's okay to just be home wherever you are. Just be home in your body, because they love you and they are just doing everything they can to show you, whether it's through physical symptoms or emotional reactions, you know, the way to go. So that's what I've got for you today. I hope that you have a truly wonderful and delicious weekend, and that you take some time to just be with your body and with yourself. One of the ways that I'm going to be doing that is by writing and by drawing and painting, being the artist that I am, because that also, all of that body kinesthetic work helps me be really present. So I'm so excited to hear about what ways you're going to be present this weekend. And I would love to hear from you. I am always on Instagram, always around, so feel free to send me a message. I'd love to talk to you. And until next time, rage on, darlings. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. It means the world for each and every one of you to take time to listen to this podcast. I love each and every one of you. If you want to hang out with me on social media, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook under The Darling Revolution, or you can get all the latest updates about what I'm up to, events, new offers, new artwork, new podcast episodes, all the things, by signing up for my email list on my website at www.thedarlingrevolution.com. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I love you all. Till next time, rage on, darlings.